Good morning, Nick.
We're going to talk a little bit about family today.
Sort of. Well, you can't choose your relatives.
You cannot choose your relatives. Can't choose your family. They are who they are. And sometimes if you're in a family situation and you are responsible for, you know, let's say the household finances, you're relying on other members of your family to do their part. And
yes,
you know, not necessarily screw up your finances. And we're going to touch on that subject a little bit.
A little bit.
It's, what to do if you're in a situation like that?
I'm treading, you know, carefully here because
we're trying to be nice.
People out there who say, "What do you mean, get rid of my allowance? I like that allowance." I'm not saying that. What I am saying is there are circumstances where one family member is trusted to make all the financial decisions for the household, and another family member is sort of maybe spending erratically.
Now, yes.
It's not that that's always the case, but it could be caused by a difference of opinion about finance. You know, I give them X number of dollars out of my paycheck and the rest of it is mine to do with what I want. Sometimes that works okay for family. Sometimes it's not working so okay. Another thing that could be happening is somebody might be starting to show signs of memory loss or maybe bipolar or something else that's causing them to spend erratically. So what do you do about it? And my advice is there's no wrong time to manage this, but the best time to manage it is as early as possible. When you things are calm and you can have a discussion with that person about what is good for the family. Because most people want, I mean, they didn't get into a family situation because they didn't like their family, right? They want to be good to the family.
Yes.
So when you can have an open discussion about it, start to talk about what the problem might be, but instead of pointing a finger and saying, "You have to stop doing this," talk about parameters that might work and make a paper plan. Actually put it on paper. You know, here's what we're going to do. You're going to have $25 a week, $100 a week, whatever it is, and this is going to cover your gas, your meals, whatever that is. And here's my favorite tip for the day. Call a credit card company. If they have to have access to a credit card, and a lot of people do, you know, this is how they get what they need. Call the company and limit the credit limit, bring the credit limit down to something that you can tolerate for risk. So instead of having that person who might have a problem in spending walking around with a credit card that they have a $5,000 limit on, maybe you drop that down to $500 and that is enough to get them through the month. And they might go slightly over that limit. Credit card companies love to let you go over the limit so they can charge you
fees. They can charge you a fee,
So, but you would know, like, at the end of the month, okay, they're over that $500. Where did that money go? That's another checkpoint.
Yeah.
Sit down, have a conversation. Do we need to do something else? But before they can get themselves really into trouble or get the family really into trouble with a $5,000 limit.
All right.
So you can do that. You can get, of course, a power of attorney, you know, get a lawyer involved. Please have a backup to your power of attorney. I see people every day that have one power of attorney. What if your power of attorney is your spouse? You get into a car accident. They're the one that's disabled. Who's going to make decisions for you now?
So you should have a backup.
Yeah, you should always have a backup. It's not hard to do.
Okay.
So think about these kinds of things. You know, they can be really positive things put in place, and they can allow that other person to not feel like they're endangering their family. They now have a parameter. They know, okay, this is my limit. This is what I can do. And hopefully that will cause a little peace in the family.
Okay. Dr. Francis Ram is the Money Doctor from Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. Joins us each week here on the show. And if people have questions about this segment or anything you do, they can find you online or give you a call.
Absolutely. 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.